Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner attempted to recover some valuable evidence which Squire Kemp intends to use in his lawsuit against the old fellows, and was caught in Squire's home and was charged with housebreaking and burglary. Yesterday, Squire agreed to drop these charges if Abner would sign a certain agreement he'd drawn up. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library still angry with his partner for having signed that agreement.
But if we lose this case, you can just blame it on yourself. You had no business signing a document like that in the first place.
Well, I never paid no attention to what was in it, Lum. Squire just said if I'd signed my name to it, well, he'd drop them charges against me, so I slapped my name right down there.
Looks like you're doing everything you can to help Squire win this case. He's got enough evidence now to where we can't help win the case.
He has, huh?
Why, sure. You got that note we wrote him admitting it was our fault that he got hurt in our picture show. And then you went and signed this thing yesterday. It made it worse than ever.
Well, I still don't see what is in there that you're raising such a fuss about, Lum.
Well, according to this, you went over there to steal that note from him because you was feared for him to use it for evidence in court.
Well, that's the truth. That was the reason I was trying to get it back.
Yeah, I know, but now it'll look twice as bad to a jury.
Twice, huh?
We could have made out like that note never amounted to nothing. But this shows that we know it's damaging evidence against us. And the document you signed proves it.
Well, you'd have signed it, too, if you'd have been in my shoes, Lum. I'd rather lose that lawsuit than to take chances on going to the penitentiary for breaking into Squire's house.
Yeah, we could have got you out of that some way or other.
Well, read that agreement again. Let me see just what it is I did sign.
Well, this is the copy he give you.
Yeah.
But recollect, Squire's got one just like it that he'll bring up in court just sure as the world.
Yeah, well, read it again. I'd love to know what I signed.
Yeah, it says, to whom it may concern.
Well,
this is to certify that I burglarized the home of M.K. Kemp for the sole purpose of recovering certain evidence which I knew Mr. Kemp could use in court to prove that we were liable for the injuries he sustained in our theater.
Uh-oh.
Signed Abner Peabody and witnessed by M.K. Kemp.
You know, that don't sound very good today, but I was sure tickled to death to sign it yesterday.
No, we'll never be able to get around evidence like that. And the trial's coming up in just a few days now. Ain't hardly got no time left to study up no way to win the case or even half win it.
Yeah, well, I'll figure out something.
No, you just keep out of this now. Even the lawyer will handle it from now on. It's taking up all my time so far undoing what all you did wrong.
Yeah, just looks like it's getting to where everything I do is wrong.
Well, Abner, I hate to keep fussing at you all the time. I know that you're trying to help, but you just keep making matters worse.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
Well, you take the generality of times, and it most always works out that way.
I'm just no good at all. Just not worth nothing.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Ought never to have been born. Just a worthless varmint. No good critter.
Now, don't take on like that,
I
Abner.
Am.
You've got some good points.
Well, I don't know what they're. Just name one. Name one good point I've got.
Well, for instance, you... Well, I know you've got some good points. I just can't seem to think of them offhanded.
I just ain't got none to think of, that's why. Don't get out of suicide myself.
Oh, no, now, that's silly.
Or two.
Your only trouble is that you just don't think things out careful. You jump right out in the middle of things.
That's what I ought to do. Jump right out in the middle of the mill pond.
No, no, I never said that.
That's what I ought to do. I can't do it standing flat footed on the bank. I know that. But I can take a boat and go most of the way out there, and then I can jump in.
No, I meant that you ought to look before you leap.
No, I'd rather just close my eyes if I'm going to leap into that mill pond. I don't believe I could do it if I looked first one.
I ain't talking about jumping in the mill pond.
Well, that's the only thing he is around here to jump in, Lum.
I mean things like yesterday, for instance, when you and Squire was back in the feed room there and signed this agreement.
Well, I never done no jumping back there. He never neither. He just handed me that piece of paper and I signed it. Of course, I'll admit I felt like jumping when he said he's going to drop them charges again me. But I never, though.
Well, I don't mean showing up jumping, Abner. What
well,
I'm talking...
What other kind of jumping is it?
Jumping. Leaping before you look.
Well, yeah, a fellow ought to look before he does any leaping, I reckon.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, he can get himself in trouble if he don't. Yeah, he's liable to get bad hurt. If he don't look, well, he's liable to jump right off a building or something.
I don't mean jump off of nothing.
Well, the only other way I know of to jump is jump up onto something. But that's harder to do. It's easier to jump down than it is up, Lum. I've tried. I don't know why that is.
The hard way. But you still don't see what I'm talking about. When I say look before you leap, I don't mean look with your eyes. I mean...
Well, that's all I've got to look with is my eyes.
I mean study things over careful before you do them.
You mean study it over careful before I jump?
Yeah. Chances are, if you do that, you'll change your mind about it and not do it.
I figure it's too high to jump up on, huh?
No. Just forget about the jumping part. I mean, think anything over careful before you do it.
Just stand there and think?
Why, sure.
Well, sometimes that might work, Lum, but there's others when it won't.
It'll always work.
Not unless a mule will stop and think, too. But I'd hate to count on a mule. You can't depend on them, Lum.
What are you talking about? What mule?
That one down there, Caleb Wee Hunt's blacksmith shop.
Well, what's he got to do with it?
He's the one that kicked at me the other day. I know that if I'd have stopped to think before I jumped out of his way, he'd have kicked the hip pockets right off my britches.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. No wonder you get yourself off. Wait a minute. Who's that coming up out there?
Oh, he looks sort of familiar. I can't place him, I don't believe.
More likely some drummer. Well, I ain't going to buy nothing, I'll tell you that right now.
I swear I saw him before, Summer. Where was it now? Oh, I believe I know him.
Well, how do you do, sir? Come on in.
How do you do, gentlemen? How do you do? I presume you're Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, that's me, I presume. And this here's my partner, junior partner, Mr. Peabody, I presume.
How do you do?
Howdy, I presume.
Was there something we could do for you?
Yes. My name is Ferguson. I'm with the law firm at the county seat.
Oh, you mean Mr. DeLonge's outfit?
Well, yes.
I was in there just the other day. I must have missed you.
Yes, well, I'm out of the office a good deal of the time. Mr. DeLonge sent me down here to get some additional information regarding the accident of, what's his name now?
Squire King?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine. Sit right down.
Lum, could I talk to you just a minute?
Not now, Abner.
Well, it's something important, Lum.
Well, it can wait. Can't you see I'm busy now?
Yeah, but I mean before you start out on that.
Abner, it ain't polite to interrupt this way. Just sit there and don't say a word till me and Mr. Ferguson gets done. Excuse us, Mr. Ferguson. Go ahead now.
Well, this won't take long. Just a few questions.
Well, anything you want to know, I'll be proud to answer.
Listen, Lum.
Just keep quiet, Abner. Maybe you won't get into no more trouble if you don't talk for a change. Go ahead, Mr. Ferguson.
Yes, thank you. You understand, of course, all this will be kept in strictest confidence, so naturally we want the truth. That's the only way we can help you.
Natural.
Lum, if I...
Abner, if you open your head one more time, I'm going to whop you one. Now, we can't talk with you gabbing all the time. Now, what was it, Mr. Ferguson?
Well, first, I'd like to know if either of you saw the accident.
No, we never. I reckon it was too dark in there for anybody to actually see it.
Uh-huh. No witnesses.
No, they just found Squire laying in the aisle there unconscious.
Uh-huh. You say it was pretty dark in there. In other words, you don't feel that you have proper lighting in your theater, is that right?
Well, it is dark as pitch in there. It's wonder to me more of them ain't fell down and hurt themselves than here.
Yes, indeed. I see. And naturally, you say then that Mr. Skimp fell because of improper lighting.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh. Improper. Yeah, I'm putting down your answers right here. You see, we need your signature on these statements for our file.
Why, sure. You don't need to explain them things to me. You see, I'm Justice of the Peace here in Pine Ridge, and I know all about legal matters.
Yeah, of course you do. Do you think Mr. Skimp was badly hurt in the fall?
Well, I don't know. He sure was carrying on like he was, but Doc Miller ain't actually been able to find nothing wrong with his back. And Mr. DeLonge says that we're going to make Squire bring an x-ray picture of his back into court. Then we can see for sure if he's hurt or not.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. X-ray picture, Good idea.
Oh, yeah. We're working with a good man there, that Mr. DeLonge.
Yeah. Oh, your partner. Yes, indeed you are. Mr. Redwood, do you think Mr. Skimp is entitled to $1,000 personal damage?
Why, no.
Of course we don't listen long enough.
Well, just let me put that another way, will you? If you had an accident in someone else's theater and you were seriously injured, would you expect to collect damages?
Why, yeah, I would, but of course...
Well, I think that's about all the questions I have to ask you. Now, if you just sign this statement, Mr. Edwards, I won't take up any more of your time.
Yeah, all right. Whereabouts? This line?
Yeah, well, yes, that's right. Right here. Yeah. Use my pen.
Oh, much obliged. Pretty fancy pen there.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, I don't think we'll have any trouble winning this case now. Not with this evidence.
Well, good. There you are. Is that all for me to sign?
Oh, yes, that's all. Well, I've got to get back to town, but I'll be seeing more of you, gentlemen.
Yeah, well, anything else we can do for you, just let me know.
Oh, don't worry, I will. All right, fine. Thank you very much, Mr. Edwards. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Then if he found out he's talking to somebody that knows just about as much as he does about legal matters. Now, what was it you wanted to tell me a while ago, Abner?
Nothing. Too late now.
Too late?
Yeah, I was just going to tell you who that fellow was.
Well, I know who he is. He told us he's Mr. Ferguson. He's in with our lawyer, Mr. DeLonge.
Well, he may be with a lawyer, but not with ours, Long. Me and Dick Huddleston seen him talking to Squire Skimp the other day, and Dick told me his name, and it ain't Ferguson. It's either Clark Clark or Clark of Clark Clark and Clark.
Oh, my goodness, that's Squire's lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I want to tell you to look before you leave.